Resorts World NYC set to open New York City's first legal table games. Resorts World New York City is set to open live table games on April 28, pending final testing by the New York State Gaming Commission. The move would give New York City its first legal table games and expand the Queen's property beyond the slots and electronic gaming it has operated for years. The launch will take place at the casino next to Aqueduct Racetrack, where Resorts World said it has reworked the third floor to house more than 240 table games. The lineup is expected to include blackjack, craps, baccarat, and roulette, alongside more than 2,500 slot machines, with additional gaming positions planned later in 2026. Resorts World framed the opening as a milestone not just for the property but for the city. In announcing the launch, Genting America's East President Robert DeSalvio said, "New York City has never seen anything like what we're planning for April 28. The event is expected to include a ribbon-cutting ceremony and a ceremonial first dice throw, with NAS and Genting Chairman K.T. Lim listed among those due to attend. Workforce build-out backs the launch. The company said the debut of live tables follows an intensive hiring and training push that created 1,250 new jobs, including 950 table game dealer roles. Resorts World said most of those dealers completed orientation this week, bringing the property's total workforce to about 2,200, with plans to exceed 2,700 employees by summer. The staffing push has leaned on local training programs. Resorts World said its introduction to gaming workforce development program, which began in 2022, has helped train more than 350 local residents in gaming operations, while its dealer school has already trained and hired more than 400 local residents, with another 500 graduates expected by May. That hiring pipeline matters because the table games opening is not being pitched as a one-off casino floor update, but as part of a broader Resorts World New York expansion that has already drawn strong public and political support. It is part of Resorts World's broader expansion after state approval of its full commercial casino bid in late 2025. In December, the New York State Gaming Commission finalized approval for three downstate casino sites, including Resorts World's expansion at Aqueduct. A bigger Queens expansion is already in motion. Resorts World's earlier filing said its broader project could eventually include a 500,000-square-foot gaming floor with 6,000 slot machines and 800 live table games, 2,000 hotel rooms, a 7,000-seat entertainment venue, and more than 12 acres of public green space. At the time, the company said it could move faster than rival bidders because it was expanding an existing operation rather than building from scratch. For now, the immediate focus is the April 28 opening, which still depends on the state's final testing sign-off. If that happens on schedule, Queens will host the first legal live table games in New York City, giving Resorts World a head start as the city's newly approved casino market begins to take shape.